G'day, Clint.
Hi, g'day, guys. How are you going?
Going well, thank you.
Hi, Clint. Well, not the ideal start for the Stars last night, and some lapses with the ball and then the bat proved costly.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't an ideal start, but look, we're still fairly positive. There's still seven games to go in the tournament, and the vibe's still really, really positive within the group of fellas. Yeah, there was certainly some disappointing stages of the game, but you have to give full credit to Adelaide in particular, the old-timer and Brad Hodge, who steered his shit really well last night.
Yeah, it's not nice when a Vic gives it to the Vics, is it?
No, particularly an old one.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, well, he turned, I think he's turned 40 already.
Yeah, yeah, and he seems to be getting better with age, just like a fine red wine, Brad Hodge. But all credit to him. They played extremely well, had some great bowling efforts, and Travis Head too also. Well, Ross, I should say, played an excellent game.
Oh, Alex Ross, yeah, so. He was terrific last night.
I'm out at sunny Drummoyne now. We're watching the women's team go around.
All right, how they going?
We're bowling, and we've got the sixes 2 for 53 after the 13th. So the dangerous Perry's still in on 22. So that girls are getting really, really well.
How's that that working, having the women's team and the men's team? Is that from a logistical point of view for your organisation easy to manage?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, it's obviously added a little bit more workload, but something that we really embrace as an organisation, the club, and we're wrapped to have two teams, one club mentality, and it's fantastic for women's cricket and elite sport just in general for females, and we're really hoping that the effort and work that we put around it will encourage generations of girls to come through and play the game.
Just like everyone else, we love Meg Lanning here at SEN.
Absolutely.
What's it like to have her as your skipper? How big is that in the inaugural season of the WBBL, and how important is it to have a player and someone of her profile heading up your team?
Meg, she's just an outstanding human being, first and foremost. I think I've met a more mature person in their 20s of my life. She carries the weight of the team on her shoulders, but every single week or every game she goes out and plays just astounds me. She's a fantastic player, magnificent leader, and certainly a terrific role model for boys and girls playing the game.
Yeah, that's absolutely 100% correct. Hey, in terms of your men's dressing room, and there's some fair egos in there. How do they all sort of get on together at this early stage?
It's been, I don't know who you're talking about there, Kevin, but the change room has been fantastic, to be honest. We've had obviously a new coach, new captain, a few changes in personnel and players. But, the group's really, really settled. The week that we had in was probably the best week that we've had in the 5 years of existence. And, Stephen Fleming certainly brings a different perspective to the game, and guys are generally feeling relaxed. And I think you saw that in some of the guys. The way they played last night just didn't necessarily come off, but, it's no reason to drop their heads. I think guys will bounce back. There's certainly enough talent that we've got on that list to put on a good show tomorrow night against the Sydney Thunder, who came off a fantastic win against the Sixers just the other night.
A new coach, but a new skipper as well. Dave Hussey seems to be a bit revitalised in this role.
Yeah, another old-timer. He's heading towards 42, so must be the 40-year-old brigade with the grey hairs that are coming through BBL at later stages. But, yeah, he's been terrific. I mean, he's a very good strategist and great leader of men. So him and Stephen Fleming have worked together previously and seem to be working really well at the moment.
Tell us a little about Stephen Fleming as a bloke.
Kevin, he's an outstanding human. I mean, you've only got to look at his cricket record. It's outstanding. His leadership qualities are second to none. And his coaching, he sort of fell into coaching effectively after his 1 year at IPL. And we just got another wicket.
I was going to say,
it's got to be Perry, surely.
Some screaming going on in the background.
Yeah, Christian Beams just took a wicket, so it's fantastic. That's 3 for 57. He's a tremendous communicator, great orator. But as I said, he was in the IPL, played 1 year at the IPL Chennai Super Kings, and then sort of fell into the coaching role and has coached them ever since. He certainly brings a different perspective to coaching, something that I think the guys are not challenged by, but actually see it as a bit of breath of fresh air, something new and something. He's very good communicator to the guys, and particularly on an individual but also on a team basis. So no, he's been outstanding. He does everything we ask off the field and on the field.
So what's the new sort of dimension that he's challenging him with?
I think there's a lot more accountability for the individual playing and training. So, yeah, he's put it back on the onus of the players. It's fair to say these days that a lot of sports people, whatever code they're playing, you know, there's a pretty regimented type of schedule that they work to. So get up in the morning, go to massage, do this, bit training at that. He's flipped the table, so to speak, and it's the players that are determining what their training and playing schedules are like.
Okay. The nature of the beast and where it sits in the calendar means that the inevitable is going to happen with a Kevin Peterson who's going to go back home for Christmas just for that very short little window.
Yeah, but I think our selections this year and changes to our list, we really took a lot of those things into account and probably more so at the back end of the tournament when you lose James Faulkner and Glenn Maxwell for Australian duty. So,
yep.
You know, we picked up guys like Adam Zampa, Evan Golbus and Ben Hilfenhaus, which we know will play pretty significant roles coming at the back end of the tournament. So it's a tricky game, but, you know, we just got to prepare for all the possible conceivable things that can be thrown at us.
Yep.
KP's got a new baby due, I think, next week, so he obviously goes back over that time. Does he miss games? What's the situation with the schedule over the next week or so?
Yeah, he'll miss the 27th up here in Sydney, be back in time for the derby, which is great because I think that'll be one of the biggest games of the year, if not the biggest.
Hopefully another big game tomorrow night. The cool change is set to come just in time, so expecting a big crowd tomorrow night to host the Thunder.
Yeah, I'm hoping that people have been fed up with this hot weather down in Melbourne over the last couple of days and looking for a bit of light relief out at the MCG. I think it's going to be, you saw the Thunder, it's just amazing how quickly the tournament can change, you know. Thunder have got some absolute superstars in Watson and Hussey and Callis. Combined with our players, I think it'll be a really, really good match on Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening. And coming into Christmas, there's been some great cricket already in the T20 Big Bash, as evidenced by the TV numbers. So I'd encourage everybody to get down there and have a look and get down there early.
And grab tickets from melbournestars.com.au. Is that another wicket?
That is. That's another wicket. So that's 4 for 58.
You better stay on the phone with us.
good on you, Clint. Appreciate your time and good luck for the girls this afternoon. We'll keep across that one and good luck tomorrow night for the first of the home games.
Thanks. And I just encourage members to get there just slightly a little bit earlier. The new security arrangements in place.
Oh, of course.
We just want to make sure that everyone gets in there in time. So just leave, if you're going to leave it an extra 15 minutes early, just to make sure you get through the gates and there on time.
Hey, Clint.
And also, don't forget to buy your membership.